Hey, what's up? Hey, how have you been? It's been like 2 weeks or something. Yeah, it's my fault actually. I had a really bad flu. Oh, thanks. And it's okay. I'm better now. Did I miss anything? Yeah, I figured. Nothing exciting during mass? No way. Mark had it coming though. One of the nuns was going to see him passing it eventually. Was it Sister Mary? Oh man, she must have got him good. Yeah, they brought my homework to my house, of course. I still haven't finished it. I feel like they assigned me more than there actually is to punish me for being sick or whatever. Either way, I knew I wanted to get better by today. I always love the picnic. They go all out. Did you try the macaroni salad yet? Go! There should still be some left. I'll race you. Hey, I didn't say start. Told you it was good. Worth running for. No, it's okay. I've already eaten too much today. Thanks, though. I know, it's nice out. I picked a great day. I'm just glad to be out of my house for the first time in a while. What are they doing over there? Ah, tug of war. We're not toddlers. Think they're gonna ask us to play? Oh, they're looking for more people. Quick, let's go somewhere else. I don't know. I think the Sunday school classroom is open. Let's go see, come on. Can you see anyone in there? Yeah, I don't either. Go check to see if the door's open. Oh, wow, lucky us. Let's get inside before they find us. So much cooler in here. I don't think I've ever been in here where the building's empty. Let's just sit in the classroom. Close the blinds though, if they find us sneaking around here, who knows what they'll do to us. I'd rather not find out. Hey, listen. I wanted to tell you something. Something I've been feeling really guilty about, and I just need to tell someone, you know? And we've been friends forever, so you just have to promise not to tell anyone. Yeah, it's embarrassing, and I just need to tell someone. Okay, so you know how I've been sick for a couple of weeks? Yeah, I had the flu, and it was really bad. So bad I could barely get out of bed. And I was taking all this flu medicine because I couldn't sleep and it made me really loopy. Like, I totally forget what I was doing. I fall asleep for like 13 hours at a time. It was so weird. Anyway, I get really hot when I slept and I had a habit of throwing all of my pillows and blankets everywhere in my sleep. Which probably looked pretty funny. But one day I woke up and a pillow had got between my legs. And it felt really different. Like, at first I tried to move to kick it off my bed, but every time I moved against it, it felt really good. Like really, really good. So I kept going. I kept moving against it. I couldn't stop myself. It felt so good. And then I couldn't feel myself just getting really hot until, I had an orgasm. I know, it was strange. I never had one before, not even by accident. That's not the embarrassing part, though. After I did that, I did it again. And again, and a bunch more times. Like, I couldn't stop. I couldn't leave my house, so that's basically all I did the entire time I was sick. And when I woke up, I take a shower before I go to bed, and a lot in between. Honestly, right before I left today, I know they say we're not supposed to, so I felt really guilty about it, and it's just hard to tell someone. So, sorry if that was weird or anything, but yeah, I don't know. And you can always share things with me too, that's what friends are for after all. And after getting it off my chest, I actually feel a lot better. Less guilty too. I mean, what's the big deal anyway? It's not like anyone even knows. Well, except you. Thanks again for listening to me ramble on. I don't mean to sound weird, have you ever done that? Well, if you do, that pillow thing feels pretty amazing. No, I only did that a couple of times. Most of the time, I just use my hand. Have you ever thought about doing it? They make it sound so bad, but if God can see me doing it, he knows it's just because I want to feel good. Not because I'm bad or sinful or trying to hurt someone. What's so bad about that, right? If you're gonna do it when you get home tonight, I say just do it in the shower. No one will hear you. You're naked, and it. You want me to show you how? You mean here, right now? What if someone sees us? Do you know what they do to us? Okay. Just make sure that door's locked and that the windows are closed. So, just sit across from me and flip your skirt up. I'll do everything with you. And pull your panties down. You don't have to take them off, but like, to your knees is okay. Well, I can't believe we're doing this. You sure you want me to show you? Okay. So, first, I usually lick my fingers just to get them a little wet. Then, I slide my hand down right here to my clit. And I start to rub myself like this. And small circles. Like feels good, right? You can even move them down across your lips like. Oh, yeah, it feels really good for me. And then oh my, then you keep doing it until you start to feel all hot and stuff. Oh yeah, do it faster, like this. Yeah, like that. Oh, keep doing it. Oh, keep going. I usually get pretty sticky down there afterwards. You must have really enjoyed that. Your legs are still shaking. I enjoyed it too. I think watching you made it more intense for me. Is that weird? You like watching me too? Well, I'm glad. To think I was nervous about telling you, and now you wanna do it to me? Oh, really? But we're really not supposed to. Well, yeah, I bet it would feel really good. Okay, but just this once. Slide closer to me. Wow, you're really sticky too. Do my fingers feel good? You can touch me, you. Oh. Oh. I know. I'm not supposed to sweat, but. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh. Your hand feels really nice on me. I keep going right there. Oh, I can feel you getting wetter. Oh, You can go faster. Oh, I will too. Was the best one I've ever had. You got my hand really wet too. Okay. Let's go back. They're gonna wonder where we were. Oh, and I know I said just this once, but after that. Well. You'll have to catch me first.